This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented spate of deadly wildfires raging across the state of Oregon kept more than 500,000 people, about one of every eight residents, under evacuation alert Friday, even as weary firefighters took advantage of improved weather to go on the offensive against the blazes. The wind-driven have destroyed thousands of homes in a matter of days, making Oregon the latest epicenter in a larger summer outbreak of fires, sweeping the western United States, collectively scorching a landscape the size of the state of New Jersey and killing at least two dozen people. Although at least four lives were known to have been lost in Oregon this week, the governor, Kate Brown, has warned the death toll could grow far higher and said on Friday that dozens of people had been reported missing in three fire-stricken counties. A Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead, and searchers are still looking for more than a dozen missing people. Authorities say the North Complex fire near the small city of Oroville that exploded in wind-driven flames earlier in the week is advancing more slowly Friday after the winds eased and smoke from the blaze shaded the area and lowered the temperature, allowing firefighters to make progress. That was a change from the hot weather and gusty winds that took 2 days earlier and sent flames exploding through the foothills. U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic rival Joe Biden marked the 19th anniversary of the September 11th attacks at memorials Friday, and their differences in style were sharply on display. Mr. Trump vowed in a speech at the Shanksville, Pennsylvania site where hijacked Flight 93 crashed in a field that America will always fight back. In New York, meanwhile, Biden laid a wreath after attending the annual commemoration at Ground Zero and comforted family members of several people who died in the Twin Towers.